Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for the Tiki and Tierney NFL Training Camp Two-A-Days as we visit all 32 NFL camps to preview the upcoming season.
Chicago Bears, 8-8, third in the NFC North. After Mitch Trubisky struggled in his third season, throwing for only 17 touchdowns in 15 games, the team traded for Super Bowl MVP Nick Foles.
I think I was kind of pissed off in a good way. I've been motivated ever since. I've been motivated since our season ended last year. I didn't feel like it went the way we wanted to, and I still feel like this is my team, and I'm excited for the competition and just get back on the field with my guys and show everybody what I can still do and how hard I've been working this offseason.
All-world defensive star Khalil Mack had a down year, but the defense is stacked with Akeem Hicks, Kyle Fuller, and Eddie Jackson. Will there be a quarterback controversy in Chi-Town, or is Trubisky done at the midway?
To help us break it down, we welcome in Tom Thayer, the Bears radio analyst, former offensive lineman for the Bears as well. Tom, thanks for hopping on with us. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing? Thanks for having me.
No, it's good to have you to talk about this Bears team. So many question marks and intrigue when you have a quarterback competition or slash controversy maybe. But what are you hearing out of Matt Nagy or the Chicago Bears right now about who has the upper hand? Because I don't think they've announced it yet in this quarterback competition.
No, you know, as of today from the podium, Matt Nagy still says that he and the other coaches are going to go down and break down every single play from 7-on-7 to teamwork that each of these quarterbacks have had, and they're going to try to make the decision. You know, I've been at practice every day, so I don't think there is one quarterback out there that has presented a wow moment or that has easily have the upper hand in this battle. They're two different types of quarterbacks, but where the Bears are fortunate, when they did go out and make some new hires on the offensive staff, Bill Lazor and John DeFilippo and Matt Nagy in his past, they all have experience with Nick Foles. So it's not like they're starting from ground zero. There is an experience with each of these coaches and different of Nick's football life. So what can you do for the offense? And I think that's going to be the process of their decision. Because if the defense gets complimented in a way that the offense can have time of possession that equates to points in time on the field, that's going to enhance the chances for the Bears to do something this year. And I wish I could sit here and say, oh, man, Nick Foles, he's thrown it like he did when he played for Chip Kelly or when he was playing in the Super Bowl or, you know, some of the heyday times. But to me, it's do you want an athlete playing quarterback or do you want a guy that presents a downfield presence kind of that the way he looks at the offense and talking about Nick Foles? Mitch, better running ability. Nick, probably more of a downfield threat.
Yeah, well, let me ask you, Tom. I mean, as an offensive lineman, you know the importance of a run game and playing good defense. This Bears defense was top 10 in the National Football League last year, top four. They were fourth in scoring. So defense, they were actually pretty good. It was offense where they were really lagging. If you had your druthers, what would it be? Would you like the downfield action and play action potentially, or – what Mitch Trubisky has offered, which hasn't been, it's been inconsistent. Sometimes it's been really good, but it's been really inconsistent. What would you prefer?
You know, to me, I like the threat of Mitch's legs. And, you know, you can always make the change and you can go to Nick Foles, but I don't think you can go from Nick Foles to Mitchell Trubisky.
Yeah, good point.
To me, I would say Mitchell Trubisky, every opportunity you see downfield that you feel you can run the ball and gain positive yards or even first downs, then you got to do that. And then, you know, filter in the passing game, get more efficient, gain your confidence in throwing the ball and reading defenses. Last year at the end of the season, Matt Nagy told Mitchell Trubisky that he would like for him to master all defensive coverages. And I'm not so sure that's the case because I think Mitch is still going through the learning process of learning his receivers, learning how to play this team that now may have a little bit more influence from the tight end position because last year they were last in the league. They had nothing out of that position in its totality. So I think if you have a healthy Allen Robinson, you have the development of maybe Riley Ridley or Javon Wims. Mm-hmm. You have Anthony Miller. They went and brought in a young kid, Darnell Mooney, from Tulane that has, you know, sufficient speed. And they have Cordarrelle Patterson, and they have Ted Ginn Jr. So if Mitchell Trubisky can be as much of a threat with his running ability as the Bears hopefully will be with their running game this year, that may be their biggest upside, but if they feel that Mitchell Trubisky is not progressing along at the rate that they think that they need to complement this offense, I don't think there would be a hesitation in going to Nick.
We're talking to Tom Thayer, who is the Bears radio analyst. You make a great point about going from Nick Foles to Mitch to Trubisky. It wouldn't feel good at all. I mean, it would feel like, man, we're really struggling here. He didn't win the job after having the job, and now we're going to go back to him. It wouldn't endear confidence, I don't think. All right, this Bears defense, you know, again, it was really good last year, but people are like, they're commenting on Khalil Mack having a down year. 8.5 sacks. He was still impactful at times, maybe because he wasn't all world. Is there worry there, or is this just a blip on the radar?
You know, I think it's a blip on the radar because Akeem Hicks got hurt so early. Mm-hmm. When you see this defense with Akeem Hicks, this guy is a powerful man, and he changes the whole complexion of the pass protection because you can't just be aware of a Khalil. You have to work your way to Khalil through Akeem Hicks. If you give Akeem Hicks a one-on-one, that one-on-one's going to be dominated. But if you give Khalil Mack a tight end blocking him or an H-back, you're going to lose that battle. I've never been, you know, going through the era and playing against a guy like Lawrence Taylor and seeing what he meant to the NFL, to see Khalil's work ethic on an everyday basis and how good he wants to be and what he wants to do in order to be that great. He is a superstar in the league, but you know, every great pass rusher from the Lawrence Taylor days on, you know, to the days that we had here in the 80s, that you need dominant defensive line play in order to unleash your outside pass rushing talent.
Yeah. You know, you bring up Lawrence Taylor. What was the anxiety level when you knew Lawrence Taylor was coming to town?
You know, I think there's only two guys in my career that the whole offensive line felt anxiety, and it was Lawrence Taylor and Reggie White.
Yeah.
When you looked at your schedule beforehand, you always looked at those games that were in the super hot games or super cold at the end of the year, but you know, Reggie White and Lawrence Taylor always stood out. So, it was kind of a sense of pride if you played against them and your offense played well because those guys were such an important part of their teams and the overall success of the NFL that when I do look at Khalil and I see his work ethic, you could see a guy that could fit in at any time and place, you know, throughout the NFL.
Yeah, the history of the league. That's one of the telling signs. Like, could you play in any era? And Khalil Mack certainly is one of those guys. Tom Thayer, Bears radio analyst, former offensive lineman, is joining us here. Tiki and Tierney. Let's look at this division a little bit. I mean, obviously there's some really good quarterbacks that they have to play this year. Aaron Rodgers was surprising in his first year in the new offense. And even though he wasn't, you know, quintessential Aaron Rodgers, he was still pretty good. How do the Bears stack up in this division? Can they compete with the top teams here? The Minnesota Vikings, obviously, with Kirk Cousins and the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, they can compete, but they have to have, you know, Matt's got to be willing to call a running game. You know, last year in the New Orleans game, they only called 7 runs.
Wow.
In within this division, that's inexcusable. When you're talking about Kirk Cousins or Aaron Rodgers or Matthew Stafford, you got to be able to keep your offense on the field, and you got to keep your offense, your defense in a state where they can go out and put their dominance on the field. If you go out there and you exhaust them, and you have a team that can run the ball consistently against them, you're taking the defense away from what they want to do. This is going to be an interesting opening week, because last year, the two times that the Bears played Detroit, the first time they got ready to play against Matthew Stafford, then they revealed his injury, and they never got to play against Stafford last year. And to watch what Chuck Pagano has been doing this training camp, and using the speed and the athleticism of Danny Trevathan and Roquan Smith on the inside, using Eddie Jackson as a more maneuverable safety in the defensive backfield. They did bring in Tashawn Gibson to play the other safety position. So they have value there at all positions that Chuck Pagano wants to attack with, but now they have a cornerback position that's being competed against and a third-year guy, Kevin Tolliver, from LSU a couple years ago, but then they went and drafted Jalen Johnson this year, who kind of looks like the front runner. And to me, if you have a corner starting week one against a guy like Kenny Golladay in Detroit, along with Matthew Stafford, I tell you, your offense better stay on the field. And it may be just a methodical running game that can help you win as much as the decision you make at quarterback.
No, I think you're right. I think you're definitely right about that. Now, Tom, you know this from your experiences playing in the North. The fans are amazing, and all the teams up there. There aren't going to be any this year. How impactful do you think that's going to be, obviously for the NFC North teams and the Chicago Bears, but just for the league in general?
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. We were at Soldier Field Saturday for an inter-squad scrimmage, and then they went through all the NFL protocol noise and background and crowd. It was louder than I liked it to be. But even talking to Lomas Brown, who does the radio for the Detroit Lions, a great offensive tackle, I was saying this is probably the most helpful year for the offensive tackle position of any other, because they should be able to hear the cadence at home or on the road.
No excuses.
If it's going to help the position, that may be the one.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Tom Thayer, Chicago Bears radio analyst. I appreciate you hopping on for a few minutes to preview what the Bears are going to look like in 2020. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you, Tiki. Thanks for having me.
Be good.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.